This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Tuesday, which means it's time for our Common Health segment. And today... Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, is gently extracting herself from an upward-facing 2-foot staff pose. Very impressive, Rachel. She's here to talk about yoga and medical school.
Hi, Meghna. Actually, that might be a little advanced for me, but I do a lot of yoga, and that's why this story interested me. I had heard about this yoga elective, the first ever, at Boston University School of Medicine, where a bunch of medical students gather every week and do yoga. And that was sort of interesting. But what's really unique about this class is it's a combination of yoga poses as well as lectures on neuroscience, anatomy, and basically the science and research behind yoga.
What's the classroom like?
First of all, it's estimated that about 20 million Americans are doing yoga now, so it's not exactly new. So, you know, it's about 25 students in a very small room with a sort of threadbare carpet, but they sat down and listened to a half-hour lecture. The week that I went, there was a lecture on the relaxation response.
So that first half hour is the science portion.
Right, and they heard the lecture, and then it was kind of like, okay, let's do some yoga. And at the end, the instructor actually took them through a relaxation response, which is about sort of repeating a calming word with inhale as you inhale and exhale. And so they got to do it themselves.
Oh, interesting. So they experienced the theory they'd just been discussing before that. Okay, well, there's a lot to talk about in what you just said. In order to do that, I want to bring in Dr. Rob Saper. He is the director of integrative medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at the Boston University Medical School. And he's part of the team responsible for creating this new elective. And he joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Saper.
Thank you very much for having me.
I actually want to start in the past with you and ask you about your own experience in yoga. I understand that you left med school when you were getting a little burnt out and became a yogi.
That's right. Like a lot of medical students, after my third year of medical school, which is where you do all the clinical rotations, I was really burnt out.
That's supposed to be the toughest year, isn't it?
It really is. So I decided to take a year off medical school to really study alternative medicine. And my first stop on that trip was the Kripalu Center in Lenox, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Now, I had only originally planned to spend 6 weeks there. But after 6 weeks, I felt so healthy in a way that I haven't felt before. I really felt, you know what, there's something here, I better stay. And so I ended up living there for 8 months.
Wow, and that was before they had coffee there, wasn't it?
That was well before they had coffee.
I think the point that I'm hearing you make is that through yoga practice, it really helped you, first of all, survive medical education, and then later on it informed the kind of doctor you became. Rachel, in your piece in Common Health, you had some interesting statistics about the toll that medical education takes on med students to begin with and why yoga actually might be helpful.
There are many studies about how the toll it takes, but here's just some statistics from the New York Times recently. More than 20% of medical students end up with depression, more than half suffer from burnout, and in any given year, as many as 11% contemplate suicide.
Mm. So Dr. Saper, is this idea of formalizing some means of self-care or teaching medical students how to take better care of themselves, is that something that's relatively new?
Yes, but so, so important. Compassion, ability to listen, dedication to service. These are incredibly important values that all physicians have. But as Rachel was saying, unfortunately, the students enter medical school full of those values, but it sometimes gets squeezed out of them by the end. So yoga is one form of practice that potentially can help students prevent that decline and really enhance their wellness.
Hmm. As Rachel said, though, the first roughly half hour of the course that she attended, and I guess all of the classes in this new yoga class at BU Medical School, definitely try to incorporate the latest science on yoga. What science is there that you're introducing to the students?
What we're trying to do here, though, is unique, and that is blending the experiential aspect of yoga with the growing scientific evidence base.
Rachel, do you have an example of that?
I talked to a professor at BU School of Medicine, Dr. Chris Streeter, who actually attends the class and has lectured to the students. And her latest research looked at a key neurotransmitter in the brain called GABA. And she did a study comparing two groups of exercisers, a group doing yoga and a group that was walking. And after 12 weeks, the people in the yoga group showed greater improvements in their mood and in their anxiety levels compared to the walkers. And there was a positive correlation between increased GABA levels in the brain, and this was measured through brain imaging, and improved mood.
So here's what I find most interesting from what Rachel wrote in Common Health, in that part of the goal, you know, we talked about self-care, we talked about introducing students to the science, the emerging science on yoga, but also introducing them to the idea that this may be a form of treatment that they want to prescribe going forward when they actually become practicing physicians themselves.
That's right. I'll give you two examples. One is I'm now able to work with my patients in my office who, for example, are facing anxiety disorders and be able to, within 5 or 10 minutes, teach them some very simple breathing techniques that, although should not necessarily replace medication, can certainly be helpful adjuncts. The second example is our particular research, which is looking at yoga for chronic low back pain. And myself and a number of investigators around the country have found that a structured yoga program can reduce pain, pain medication use, and improve function in patients who are really struggling for years with chronic low back pain. And so I could see in the future that perhaps insurance may even approve a structured 12-week program for patients with back pain, and a doctor could even theoretically prescribe that.
Certainly, I mean, there have to be some naysayers out there who say, look, there isn't a well-developed body of evidence, scientific evidence around yoga. Doctors shouldn't be considering it as part of their practice in the future.
There certainly are many naysayers, and I want to acknowledge there are many forms of alternative medicine that I think lack evidence or lack credibility. Interestingly, I think perhaps due to the growth of yoga that Rachel was talking about in our society, it's really become quite popular. There is a growing body of research, and so, for example, in the back pain example, we now have about 10 studies showing what I just described to you in terms of improvement. So slowly but surely, data is growing.
Yeah, I mean, I think doctors in general are a conservative lot, and these things take quite a while to trickle up. But these students, they're into it. This one young man I talked to, he said, you know, I'm imagining myself as a primary care doctor, and this is a great tool, and I'm thrilled to be learning about the evidence behind it, and I think it really could be part of a practice.
Well, Rachel Zimmerman is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog and Radio Boston's resident yogi. Thank you so much, Rachel. And Dr. Rob Saper is the director of integrative medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at the BU Medical School. Dr. Saper, pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And there is a link to Rachel's piece at radioboston.org.
Thank you, Magna.
Coming up, love stories on Valentine's Day today from StoryCorps' David Isay. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Namaste.